look more like a faucet or like a spigot.
Okay, okay. Let me see. And you might say that it got so cold last night that our pipes
froze.
Okay, and they froze so hard that they
burst.
Okay. Would you say burst there normally if you were just talking, if you weren't talking to an English teacher, would you normally say burst there?
When I was little, I probably said bursted.
Bursted or yeah. Busted?
Or busted, yeah. Our pipes busted.
Yeah, okay.
Or they broke.
Okay. Let me see. Thing, if you had a big barrel of something and you wanted to get it into a small container, you would, the kind of funnel shape there, the kind of thing like this that you would use to get it in, you call that a
funnel.
Okay. And then if you were in the unlikely event that you were driving some horses in a buggy, the thing you would use to make them go fast?
A whip.
Okay. And if you went to the store and bought some fruit, the grocer would put them in a
bag.
Okay. But if, let me see, if you had a large quantity of something, you put that in a
sack.
In a sack. What's the difference for you between a bag and a sack?
A bag is something made out of paper, and a sack is something made out of cloth.
Okay, and that's pretty standard with you.
Yeah,
huh?
That's standard with me.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of sack that's out of a heavy, rough cloth, that's maybe a great big sack like that?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
I'd call that a sack.
A sack.
What
about the kind that maybe a great big sack of potato, that rough brownish cloth?
Burlap.
Burlap. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever call that anything else?
Burlap bag.
Okay. Crocus sack.
Crocus sack. Yeah, I've called it that before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that fairly common for you, or?
It is for my family.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then. If the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay. And if you wanted to distinguish that kind of bulb from a tulip bulb, you'd call it a...
That's how we got to get a new light bulb.
Okay. Let me see. And then if you carry some washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a...
basket.
Okay. And the thing like a barrel except smaller that nails come in, that's a...
keg.
Okay. And then the metal things that on the outside of a barrel.
Rim.
Okay. The rim, now, that's up near the top,
mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, what about on the sides on the way down? What would you call it?
I don't know.
Okay. A few years ago, kids, it used to be a craze among the kids. They'd put them around their hips and go
mm-hmm.
twirling around. They called them a hula.
Hula hoop.
Okay.
Yeah.
What you put in the top of a bottle?
Cork.
Okay. And a musical instrument that children play?
Harmonica.
Okay. Would you ever call that a harp?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Another kind of thing that you hold between your teeth and you pluck with your thumb?
Yeah, but I have no idea what to call that.
Okay.
Juice? I've seen them. A juice harp, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's what a juice harp is.
Okay. The thing you use to pound nails with, that's a...
a hammer.
Okay. And, an old-fashioned wagon wheel. The inside part, that's a...
the hub.
Okay, and then coming out from that are the...
spokes.
And then the round part is the
rim.
Okay, and then the whole thing together is a...
called the wheel.
Okay. Let me see. And suppose you were going along somewhere, maybe on an old country road,
yeah.
And there was maybe a log across the road. To get it out of the way, you couldn't lift it or anything, but you might say, I tied a rope to it and...
drug it.
Okay. And you might say, we have, using the same word, we have
drug it off the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see, yesterday we...
dragged it.
Okay.
I guess we dragged it off
the road. The kind of